Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting third. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Blomberg. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fritz Peterson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting sixth. The DH, Bobby Mitchell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Wilbur Howard. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bob Heise. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Champion. And now, play ball. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards second. Clark juggles the ball. The ball bounces towards first. Hegan picks up the ball and throws Briggs out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garcia moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Champion fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a line drive into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heisa moves to second. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 1 in the game. Munson strikes out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercer hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Blomberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nettles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to third. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a line drive into center field. Mercer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mercer. May scores. Scott moves to third. Money moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore is walked intentionally. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. Scott scores. Money moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Brewers. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-1 in the game. Velez strikes out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Hisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-2 in the game. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Champion fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-2 in the game. Mercer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blomberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mercer moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nettles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Brewers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-2 in the game. Velez hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Duke Sims pinch hits for Fred Stanley. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Hal Lanier pinch runs for Duke Sims. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Garcia fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Hegan moves to third. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Hal Lanier now playing shortstop. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moore bunts in front of the plate. Munson scoops up the ball and tags Moore for the out. One out. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ed Sprague now pitching. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-3 in the game. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Blomberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seal Reno Sanchez pinch runs for Ron Blomberg. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sanchez moves to second. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-3 in the game. Velez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Velez reaches second base with a double. Sanchez scores. Nettles moves to third. It's 2-1, Brewers. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hegan is walked intentionally. Jim Rayhart pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Jim Rayhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hart for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Seal Reno Sanchez now playing shortstop. Fritz Peterson now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. May hits a fly ball into right field. Vela settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-4 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-4 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-4 in the game. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to third. White moves to second. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mercer is walked intentionally. Seal Reno Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clark tags and scores. White tags and moves to third. Mercer tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's Yankees, 2, Brewers, 2. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Nettles is walked intentionally. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Velez hits a line drive towards the mound. Sprague reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Velez. Scott reaches second base with a double. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Money hits a pop-up towards the mound. McDaniel catches it and throws to second to double up Scott. Two outs. Joe LaHewitt pinch hits for Bobby Mitchell. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LaHewitt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel strikes out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Rodriguez covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. One out. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howard strikes out. Munson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Howard out. Two outs. Daryl Porter pinch hits for Bob Hisa. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas pinch runs for Daryl Porter. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Briggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Tim Johnson now playing shortstop. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-5 in the game. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mercer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cielreno Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sanchez hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Nettles hits a pop-up towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Velez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0-for-1 in the game. LaHewitt hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers too. The Yankees will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel is 0 for 1 in the game. McDaniel strikes out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk, Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark moves to third. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 6 in the game. Munson strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mercer is walked intentionally. White moves to second. Seal Reno Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sanchez hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson bunts in front of the plate. Munson fields it and throws to first for the out. Howard moves to second. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sanchez fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Howard is safe. Howard moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard scores. Briggs moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 3, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.